USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Amid the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, Vice President Kamala Harris is heading to Mexico and Guatemala on her first trip to the region. Harris set to arrive in Guatemala Sunday night. It's her first trip to Central America since President Biden tasked her with tackling the surge of migration from the region. Republican Congressman August Lugar of Texas believes the Biden administration has failed in its responsibility to address the southern border crisis.
The administration, President Biden, Vice President Harris, have abdicated their responsibilities to keep Americans safe. They have abdicated their duties. This is a federal issue. The state of Texas had to declare emergencies in 34 counties.
Former President Trump is endorsing Representative Ted Budd of North Carolina to replace retiring Senator Richard Burr in 2020. USA Radio News.
Energize Health. Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energize Health. And I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. EnergizeHealth.com.
As ransomware attacks ramp up in the United States, the FBI is taking note.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says the agency is currently investigating about 100 ransomware cases. The White House says President Biden views recent ransomware attacks as a national security concern. He told the Wall Street Journal that many of them are tied to criminals living in Russia. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says recent attacks targeting gas and beef suppliers have raised national security concerns.
It has been new to us over the last couple of weeks, but it has been increasing rapidly around the world over the last several years.
She says President Biden will raise the issue of cybersecurity with Russian President Vladimir Putin when the two meet in Geneva later this month. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Essential Quality wins the 153rd running of the Belmont Stakes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The FAA is warning air travelers about what it describes as a dramatic increase in unruly or dangerous behavior aboard passenger airplanes. In a typical year, the agency sees 100 to 150 formal cases of bad passenger behavior. But since the start of this year, the number of reported cases has jumped to 1,300. Sarah Nelson, president of the Association of Flight Attendants Union, says things have gotten real bad this year.
The physical and verbal abuse that flight attendants have been taking has been way off the charts of any kind of air rage incidents that we've been talking about over the past 20 years.
As far as some of the behaviors of the unruly passengers, Nelson tells ABC's Good Morning America.
Flight attendants being physically assaulted, pushed, choked. We had a passenger urinate. We had a passenger spit into the mouth of a child on board. These are some of the things that we have been dealing with.
The FAA now taking a zero-tolerance approach to poor behavior. Unruly passengers facing potential criminal charges, fines up to $35,000, or lifetime bans on certain airlines. Serious questions remain over David Chipman, President Biden's nominee to head the ATF. Chipman spending several years as an ATF agent before leaving the agency to work as a gun control lobbyist. Among the controversial comments Chipman made were saying first-time gun owners were afraid of zombies. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.